Yesterday morning, I don't know if you were here or not, I threw out some questions, and I said to the people, if this is true of you, stand up. One of them was, I'm presently doing something in a million years I thought I'd never be doing. I don't know if you were here. I don't know if you stood. Is that true of you, though?
Yeah, I stood up.
Did you?
Yeah. If you would have told me that I would be president and CEO of a nonprofit organization, I would tell you that never happened. In fact, I thought nonprofit organizations were for losers who couldn't make it in the real world. And so therefore we joined the we joined nonprofit just to kind of create our own cause. So, and then the Lord would have a sense of humor and put me a part of the charge of FCCI.
It's always amazing the number of people who stand to that question. But Terrence, talking about FCCI, I told you I wrote down three questions.
Okay. Three questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under your watch the last 5 years, what are some of the, I'm sure you have a lot of them, some highlights of the things that you've seen God do through FCCI?
Yeah, if you look at the first slide, it's been an amazing 5 years. In fact, Walt, I didn't realize it was my fifth year anniversary until I received 100+ messages from LinkedIn that told me it was my fifth year anniversary. That's when I found out I've been here 5 years. So it's kind of been on that type of pace. It's been an enjoyable time. What I like to do more so than talk about what's accomplished, I like to talk about thanking this group for being so supportive of FCCI. This group is really the reason why this ministry is the largest marketplace ministry in the world right now. This group is why we have been stabilized as a ministry. And we're very healthy now. This group is why we've been growing as a ministry. From just 5 years ago, we were in about 7 nations operating, and we're now in 139 nations around the world. It is because of this group. It's because of this group that we're having the influence in places like Malaysia and Southeast Asia and Africa and Europe and so forth. It's because of these people that's investing over 53,000 hours of volunteer time in 2015, which would equate to about $16 to $20 million if we had to pay that, which we can't afford that, Walt. So we need them to continue to be volunteers and leaders within the group. It's because of this group that we're having the impact that we're having around the world. And the idea is that if you're in an FCCI group and you're involved in a movement called FCCI, that this nation would not be the same, that this community would not be the same, that our businesses would not be the same, and that your life would be transformed. Our bullseye is about transformation. That is my heartbeat. And so we've seen a movement within FCCI, and I want to talk about very quickly some of that movement. Because, Walt, I believe it was birthed some 3 decades ago. And I'm privileged and honored to be able to carry the banner, you know, carry the baton, just into another chapter. You know, most people talk to me about, is this a new FCCI? It's not a new FCCI. It still has the vision to transform a nation, to transform culture, through the way we think about and the way we do business. That's the movement that we're about. The movement that's needed more so now than ever, and we'll talk about that. It was birthed through regular men who had a heart to do business differently. They were in pursuit of eternal objectives. They were in pursuit of something bigger than them. And we talked about those eternal objectives as salvation, sanctification, and service. People come into faith through Christ because we shared the good news of the gospel in how we think about business and do business. Sanctification, we're going deeper in our faith. Think about a Hebrews 6:1 moment where people are moving from milk to meat, and they're going deeper by integrating biblical principles into their life and their business. Think about the way we equip and encourage and pray for Christian business owners, but also their staff and their vendors and the competitors and their customers even. Think about the fact that even at this conference, you're hearing transformational stories from people like Ricky, a young generation. Most people wouldn't think that Ricky would be standing here as a leader of FCCI today, but I believe in that generation. I believe that we have a generation that's strong and powerful. They just need to be nurtured and mentored. You know, I was a part of that generation some years ago. And I think about when I was a freshman in college, There was a man that invested in my life. He was the president and CEO of Arthur Anderson and Company in Chicago, Illinois. And he took me under his wings and said, Terrence, let me walk with you. Let me show you what this world is about. I don't know if many of you know about Arthur Anderson and Company, but back then they had a dress code, Walt. It was a gray suit and some wingtip shoes and a certain color tie. My suit the first day was a maroon suit. I think it was maroon. It wasn't totally wool.
Wait, I got a mental picture of that.
Well, you know, it was rayon. And I had a little bit of an afro. And I gave a speech that day at the accounting organization. I was an accounting, majoring in accounting. And I gave a speech that day as the freshman. They wanted to kind of showcase me. And he hired me that summer for some reason. My buddy was even worse off than me. He had a powder blue suit. And we would exchange suits because we didn't have five suits. We had one suit. My suit was interchangeable. We could change the jacket, flip it around, and we could create another suit. You could switch the pants, add another pants. And so by the time we switched pants and suits between each other, we had a week worth of suits. And the first day he called us over, he says, Terrence and Mark Bullock. Mark Bullock is now one of the leaders in the FBI today. He's guarding this country. He's leading one of the largest teams that guards the country today. And he said, Mark and Terrence, I love you guys, but don't ever wear those suits again. And he took us out, and he took us down to Gold Coast, Chicago, and bought us suits. And he bought us these ugly wingtip shoes. Those shoes cost me more than my whole wardrobe. Well, but he was a guy that invested in me. And he's also a guy that helped me to change my major to marketing. Because accounting just wasn't my thing. I loved accounting, but I wasn't going to take shoe boxes back then, Walt, and make T accounts all my life. And so I moved over to marketing. I do have a minor in accounting, just so if I need to do your taxes, I can still do it. I'm not sure if you'll refund, but I believe something simple. I believe that we're called to a movement that's so bold and so great that it's doomed to fail unless God be in it. And I believe that to the degree we see our brokenness, we will see Christ's sufficiency. And I think we're going to begin to see tides turn, not because of what we do, not because of what we say, not because we come to a conference. But I believe we have a responsibility to reach the nations. The Lord called us into an international marketplace, and we're beginning to touch influential cities around the world. We're beginning to have healthy growth in every area. I'm not going to discuss them, but we went from debt to debt free. It's an increase in members, increase in groups, increase in areas, increase in conference attendees, over 4,950 new hours of content made available to FCCI. We're producing 3 years of new content every year through this ministry. In fact, all of the sessions that you've seen over the last couple of days are already posted on FCCI.org. That used to take us 6 months. It used to drive me crazy. And they told me we just couldn't get it done any faster. By the time we have product produced, it was the next year's conference. We already have content already posted. Walt, you are on our website right now making those funny faces and telling folks how great, you know, they can be and leading their company. That's happening right now. And technology is taking us out there in the highways and byways and departments all around the world. But more importantly, there's impact stories. The Middle East is starting to open up to FCCI. We just opened up in areas like Pakistan and Iran and Iraq. And we're beginning to see impact through a relationship of InTouch Ministries. Wayne Odom is here today, and we're driving through partnerships. Partnerships that's being rekindled. Crown Financial is here today. Chuck, I forget Chuck's last name, so I've got to get that right, Walt. But we're rekindling. Ron Blue Associates is here today. They're back. People like Dr. Bruce Wilkinson has come back after many years. So we're rekindling relationships. Kingdom Advisors is in this room. And we want to see this ministry healthy through partnerships again. And so we're seeing things like shared impact. We're seeing lives and next generation. You know, it's my heartbeat to reach a million of the next generation. And some will call that impossible. And it is impossible. But I believe in the impossibilities more than I believe in the possibilities. I believe that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And as a result, I believe that everything is possible, not through us, but through him, because I believe in his sufficiency. I believe in the fact that, like Paul Jew, a person that's been investing in FCCI for many years, and there's a new member here simply because he heard the message of a Bobby Mitchell. And as a result, he has invested his time to come here this week, and his life is being changed. He's over 200 to 300 individuals. That's FCCI. So that's a little bit of what's been taking place in 5 years.
Did you ever believe that was possible, going to happen? Was your faith that big?
You know, I had a faith that I would get up each day, I would pray, and I would seek the God's will for this ministry. And I believe that if it was his will to move us forward, and we would give him all praise, honor, and glory, I believe we could do things well beyond what we could ever imagine. That's what I believed. And he got me up each morning and put me in his word. And I prayed about what this ministry might look like. I envisioned what this ministry might look like actually 30 years from now. I have actually written a 30-year plan for FCCI. I've only showed it to one other person, our financial person. We have a 30-year plan for this ministry. We're 1 year ahead of plan. And so, yeah, I envisioned that it could be worldwide. I envisioned that we could reach multiple generations. And I believe that we can reach 10% of the marketplace around the world. In fact, I believe that the continuation of this amazing, powerful, impactful relationship between God and FCCI. See, that's what we're to be about, is pointing people to the prime, the authority, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's what we're about. Did I believe that? Absolutely. I would have never joined the organization. It wasn't for the, you know, I like hanging out with you, Walt.
I understand. You and my wife, they're the only two people I know.
But what it really was about for me.
So we're talking about, look at all the great things God's done, and we're talking about the future. What do you see?
Boy, I see it that we're readying for the most important journey that we've ever been on. It's another chapter, it's another season of impact stories. It's where we're investing in lives. And, you know, we're going to face some really odds that Barner talked about yesterday. And this decline in moral values is an all-time high. It's not the moral decline of values. That's nothing new. In fact, if you've been tracking this for quite some time, moral values have been declining since over 50 years. It was 65% about 50 years ago when I was at Focus on the Family. We studied this and we looked at families and we looked at why it was declining. And now to see it at 4 to 9% is no surprise. It's been declining quite rapidly, and we can identify why and how it was declining. And I think we have the answer as to how to turn the tide in this. I don't think it's rocket science. The question is, we need to get busy and do it. And I believe the Marketplace Ministry has a powerful platform. In fact, I believe it has the most powerful platform in the world. There's 90 million businesses around the world that we can count. There's 28 million businesses right here in the U.S. There's only 5 million churches around the world. There's 2 million educational institutions. There's 300,000 to 500,000 missionaries in the world. Let's just say 10%, Walt. I'm not going to use Barner's 9% biblical worldview because my math isn't as well. But let's just say 10%. That's 9 million Christian business owners. That's our target. And if I don't understand anything about target after working years at Coca-Cola, Citibank, and J&J, I know target. I know personal persona. We studied it. And we have 9 million people to identify and go try to figure out where they are, equip them, encourage them, pray for them, mobilize them, and I believe we can change a nation. And in America, that number is around 3 million. And to get to a tipping point, we need about 5% of the 3 million. And so I'm following Hoyt's message yesterday. He says, give them an objective, a vision that's big enough, and invite them in, invite them to join us. And that's what we're going to do here today, I hope, because I want them to know that this moral and value decline doesn't worry me at all. It doesn't concern me because I understand the outcome. I understand the end chapter. And I believe in Revelation 6 and 7, where he talks about a multitude coming out of the tribulation, washed in the blood of Christ Jesus, redeemed by that blood. And that blood is active today. The question is it going to be active in us and through us to reach a nation that needs to know who he is? And so finally, Walt, I believe that we lack knowledge, and so therefore a nation without knowledge will perish. And therefore we have a responsibility to bring knowledge to the people. And that knowledge is of the ultimate authority of all things. That knowledge is God and Jesus Christ himself. That's the message, that's the solution. We are this broken vessel. And the only fix is Jesus Christ. Look at these numbers, moral and value decline. It's the number one of all the other issues that we're concerned about in America. By far. First time has been at this. It's not that it's declining, it's the acceleration of the decline. And so what's next? What's the vision? Is it big enough? Is that your question?
Yes. Are you talking about your vision big enough? Is the vision big enough?
You know, some people will say, Terrence, is FCCI's mission big enough? Is your vision big enough? I don't have a mission and vision. FCCI has a mission and vision. It was birthed 30-some years ago. Remember the mission, remember the vision. Vision, transformation through Christ, one company leader at a time. The mission, in pursuit of Christ's eternal objectives, we equip and we encourage Christian business owners and leaders to integrate biblical principles into their life and the business, and we should see transformation. And I studied for months and prayed months about what does it mean to be in pursuit of Christ's eternal objectives. And we talk about them all the time as salvation, sanctification, and service. To me, that is making Christ's name made known. And if we see Christ's name made known and we minister it through the body of the marketplace, we will see a world that's being transformed. Is that big enough? That's for you to talk about. But it's big enough for me. There's billions of people out here. In fact, 2.3 billion people who don't know Christ. The idea is, can we reach 9 million people to reach a billion people? To reach a billion people. Let's start with about 180,000. Let's move to about 300,000. That's the 5% that I want to reach. And that will put us on a trajectory to hit a number that's a tipping point that can begin to have an impact and shape on a nation. Is it big enough?
Terrence, is there anything else in this arena, this atmosphere you want to share with these folks?
There's a few things that's on my heart. Mm-hmm. And one is that we have a vision that's beyond us. It's not just about you and your business. It's bigger than us. It's a vision that takes this self-assessment to understand our degree of brokenness, to process it through the grid of the Lord's standard, to move it in what we call a kingdom leader, kingdom company model. It's a model that looks at the kingdom leader in terms of spiritual maturity and servant leadership. The kingdom company side is with business excellence, and then there's an identification of kingdom company. We've made it clear for our leaders and our members of FCCI as to what we're talking about when we talk about a kingdom company. And so we're washing them through that grid and that process, that model. And then the idea in these themes, Walt, that you say you have no idea how they're made up, I want to now answer that question for you. The way we come up with these themes is that we pray. And the Lord gave us three themes for 3 years. The first year was building lives together. Unity in the Spirit is what we needed. Then the second year was we need to thirst for righteousness. You know, when you're really hungry, think about it. It's not missing dinner after having breakfast and lunch. It's missing a few weeks of dinner after missing breakfast and lunch. We missed two generations in America. We are very close to a Judges 2:10 moment. That just one generation after Joshua died, an entire nation walked away because they did not practice and know the things of the Lord. We're very close to it now. And so we need to turn the tide. This isn't the first time that we had 4-9% spiritual worldview. In fact, in Noah's days, the Lord had to destroy the entire world to bring it back into focus. But he promised he would never do that again. Thank God for the rainbow. But then again, he did it in Sodom and Gomorrah in some cases. There's always this journey and cycle of mountaintop valley experience. And that's what's happening at FCCI. And so I believe if we're really thirsting for righteousness, what's right and moral, that we'll see we'll be thirsting for the Heavenly Father to be the authority of us. In fact, he is, whether you want him to be or not. He's sovereign. And the first thing we need to teach is his sovereignty. That's our first principle, that God owns it all. But we have a stewardship responsibility. That's our number one. It takes people about 2 years, Walt, to get that message. And then Christ as the Redeemer. He is the only one who can redeem. But we are to point them in the direction so that they can investigate the faith. And then we are to walk with them as followers of Christ. That's what a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. And what are we to do? Hopefully, we're to make mature and equipped disciples of Jesus Christ who go and make mature and equipped disciples. And so we're in the discipleship business. We're in the souls business. And the idea and the vision that I want you to grasp is heaven touching earth through FCCI. Can you see that? Heaven touching earth through the marketplace, through you. That's our mission. Is that big enough? Boy, I don't know. But it's big enough for me. And I'm thirsting for it. And our approach is prayer, to strengthen it, to nurture it, to disciple it. And we have a design, and this design will be posted on FCCI Friday morning. And so I'm going to flip through some real quick charts. We're going to talk about all these things on the site, all the vision, all the 30-year plans I talked about. We're going to talk about making aware of the message. This past month, we did the first media campaign for FCCI. And we reached 155 million listeners. What are we going to do with that? We don't have the staff to respond. And so we need a staff to respond. We need to identify, equip, train, and mobilize an army of people who want to see the heavens on earth through us, the marketplace. We want to make aware our message. We want to extend this programming. We want to no longer be thought of, I never heard of an FCCI. In fact, take all of the marketplace ministries together. We represent 0.3% awareness level. Basically, we don't exist. And I want to change that. Where we become a household name and let the Lord move in and through them as to what decision they want to make. But at least they can investigate the truth through this ministry. It's a bold step, and the first test pilot has proved to be successful. And so we're going to expand that. We're going to strengthen our offerings and our process. We need to make our business leadership groups more dynamic, more interactive, more virtual, and we need to reach the next generation with what we do and how we do it. We're building the next Amazon.com at FCCI. We have the largest library of Christian resources in the world. And we're building upon it. And we're going to strengthen relationships. We're going to train and equip. And we're going to teach them how to share the gospel. We want to become a voice and a platform that people will seek. But we don't have to seek them. I see a conference next year not of 500 people. And thank God for 500 people. I see 1,000 people next year if you bring one person. If each person in this conference bring one, we're at 1,000. We've never had 1,000 at this conference. The highest we ever had was a couple of years ago, 624. It's different than 5 years ago when I first started. We had 269 people at the conference, and only 8 was under the age of 40. I'd just like to, if you stand up, first timers, just very quickly stand up if it's your first conference. Thirty to 40%, so we're beginning to reach. And God gets all the glory, not us. And Walt, I just want to quickly tell you that what's next for FCCI is the continuing expansion of international. We need to do it better. We need to take our resources and we need to convert them into languages so people can understand them. We need to make this conference more international. We need to begin to translate into 5 languages, Spanish, German, French, Mandarin, and Arabic. I want to take our key products and begin to convert our products. We need money to do that. But we have Contexture International that can help us. We have people that can come along and support our mission and get us focused. We have a model that's effective. And we have the power of relationships right now that's transforming nations. You see, I'm calling for a revival. That's my message today, is we need a revival in this country. But my chairman has reminded me, we don't start revivals. And I said, Bobby, I know that, but he has given us the power of prayer to start revival. Ask him to make himself known in this place through FCCI. That is the power of the revival, is prayer. And so Thursday we're called, and we're going to launch this prayer movement on Thursday morning. We invited the community of Sarasota to join us on the lawn. And we invited 16 pastors to bring their congregation to the FCCI conference. And we're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for this community. We're going to pray for you. And we're going to pray for the people who don't quite know who we are yet. This nation cannot stay the same. And we can't continue to do the same thing and expect different results. We must change the way we move. And FCCI should be the catalyst in that movement. We should be the innovator. We should be the Apple.com. We should be the Google. And we should be the next generation. And they say, who is this person? And so as I wrap up, I'm calling for a revival where Jesus' name is lifted up and lifted high through the marketplace. And we have to equip them to do so. It's a spiritual awakening through the marketplace. And as we're going to start with prayer, and we're going to look at this revival, I'm going to ask you to come and be trained and help folks to investigate their faith through a program we call Express Your Faith. And we're going to be teaching that, how to share your faith. My family went through Express Your Faith together, and we're already seeing the fruit of it. My daughter is already leading 4 people to Christ, and now she has a Bible study group with these 4 people. We're starting to see movement in our own family, and now we're seeing movement through FCCI. You know, why don't we measure as Stanley Tam measured, sharing the gospel? Do you have a metrics as to how many people you're going to share the gospel with? Do you have a target audience? Are you measuring it? Are you measuring? Have you taken our assessments to say, how are you coming with your spiritual maturity? Well, we have, Walt, we've now tested and have received 4,300 assessments from you. And we found that there's 9 key areas that we need help in. And now we're going to start producing content around the 9 core areas, not just who can speak well and who can give a great presentation at a conference. We're now doing targeted materials around targeted needs. I'm a simple guy. Need, solution. High level of execution. I don't know if he's here today, but my boss at Coca-Cola is in this room. His name is Dick Flagg. Dick, if you're here, would you stand? There, stand up, Dick. You never... Dick is a guy that invested in me. I was 36 years old, and he gave me the largest segment of Coca-Cola, 2/3 of the Coca-Cola business at 36 years old. And I asked him, why did you hire me? I was brand new to Coca-Cola. And he says, Terrence, the reason I hired you is because you think differently. You think everything's possible, and you're different. I don't want the same old from Coca-Cola. I want something new, and you're the fresh newness. And so, you know, we were thirsting for righteousness back then, but we were drinking Coca-Cola, Dick. And this man has invested in my life, and I owe him so much. And to meet him 20 years later, and we still, I'll tell you, I loved him. I never knew he was a Christian, but the way he talked to me, but that's another issue. But what if we go deep? And what if we reach 10,000 in 2017? What if we reach 20,000 in 2018? What if we reached 120,000? See, we're tracking the wrong thing. I go to the board meeting, we're talking about revenue and expenses, and we shouldn't be tracking that. We should be tracking who's come to faith. We should be tracking how deep we're going in our faith and making disciples. We should be tracking things like that, in my opinion. But I'll track whatever the board wants me to track. Because the numbers look good, and that's great. I don't even want to talk about the numbers. I want to talk about souls. We're in the souls business. Okay? And so I want to see Atlanta. I want to see you guys come to Atlanta. We have an equipping session called Group Leadership Training. Sign up for that. You know, Jim White led groups for 18 to 20 years, and he came to training and said, Terrence, I've been doing it all wrong. No, you haven't been doing it wrong, Jim. It's just a new way. It's just a new way we're training people. And now Jim is growing like crazy out in Portland. Let us revitalize your areas because we're doing it differently. Look at the strategic planning sessions. Come and be trained. Come and be trained on Express Your Faith. In neighborhoods near you, we're going to take it all around the highways and byways because I think it's the most important thing you do. And then I'm calling everyone. We have a thing called a Global Influential City Plan. We've identified 30 of the most influential cities in the world, and the number one on that in terms of population is Tokyo. 5 years ago, we were in 7 of the 30, Walt. We're now in 24 of the 30 global cities around the world, the largest cities in the world. In fact, I thought we weren't in Tokyo, but this conference, we had someone sign up from Tokyo. You see, the Lord is showing me that you'll never put him in a box. You'll never think big enough. You'll never execute big enough. And so as I wrap up, there's 5.4 million establishments, business establishments in Tokyo. There's 55 million people engaged in these establishments. I believe there's roughly, according to their numbers, 2.2 million. That's 3% that I want to reach in Tokyo over the next 20 years. The corporations, 3.2. So I'm going after the sole proprietorships. And so I believe this. What if, as I wrap up and walk off the stage, walk for a minute, the Olympics will be in Tokyo in 2020. What if FCCI had a presence at the Olympics? What if FCCI was a sponsor at the 2020 Olympics? What if FCCI was a sponsor in the Super Bowl in 2018? It would cost us $1 million. But what if FCCI had a Super Bowl ad telling them about the marketplace, telling them about who we are? What if we had an ad in the Super Bowl? What if we had an ad and a sponsor in the Olympics? What if we had groups meeting in Tokyo talking about the good news of the gospel? Would it make a difference? It'll certainly move that 0.3%. The Lord is on the move. Will you join us? Thank you.
Terrence, thank you. We're going to introduce you.